USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Russo reporting. Growing signs that price pressures are easing suggest that June's distressingly high 9.1% increase in consumer prices will probably be the peak. But even if inflation indeed comes down, economists see a slow pace of decline. Ed Hyman, who's the chair at Evercore ISI, pointed to many indicators that 9.1% might have been the top. And a 10-year-old is honored by Google.
Google is honoring Alethea Haven Ramirez, one of the students killed in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, by spotlighting her Google Doodle. The 10-year-old wanted to be an artist and had drawn artwork to submit to win the Doodle for Google Artwork Competition. Alethea was one of the 21 people killed in the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School on May 24th in Uvalde, Texas. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
With just a few months to go until SpaceX launches its first commercial all-civilian spacewalk with a Polaris Dawn crew, they've stopped by St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis this week to promote their other major mission. And that is raising funds to fight against childhood cancer globally. SpaceX's last fundraising effort with St. Jude netted about $250 million in donations. And according to Anna Menon, mission specialist and medical officer, this time they're hoping to go bigger.
We'll be doing a tremendous amount of research in the 5 days we're in space, as well as continuing to raise funds for St. Jude and helping to combat childhood cancer here on Earth right now.
The sheriff in Kansas's most populous county says he took it for granted that local elections ran smoothly until former President Donald Trump lost there in 2020. Now, he's assigned detectives to investigate what he claims is election fraud, even though there's been no evidence of any widespread fraud or manipulation of voting machines in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man running for governor of New York State was attacked Friday. With more, here is Lance Pride.
Congressman and Republican New York governor candidate Lee Zeldin was attacked Thursday at an event outside of Rochester, New York, by a man with a keychain self-defense weapon. As predicted by Unhurt Zeldin, the man was released on cashless bail hours after the felony charge. Friday, Representative Zeldin was back at it, talking up soft on crimes, cashless bail.
Now, the argument in favor of cashless bail is that you don't want somebody to stay locked up behind bars only because they can't afford a very small amount of bail. That's the argument that gets made by activists. I would offer you that if you are a Mexican cartel drug smuggler with $1.2 million worth of crystal meth, and you don't set aside enough money, that's on you. You're a bad businessman. You're a bad drug dealer.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Almost nobody knows who Saul Hudson is, but everybody knows who Slash is. Slash was born on this date, July the 23rd, 1965, 57 years ago. He played guitar in the famous band Guns N' Roses. Here's his solo from the 1989 hit Sweet Child of Mine. This is USA Radio News.